Coccus nocifera. You hear the birds. This guy, drum speak. Should we bring him on? Let's bring him on. Pete, welcome back. Hello.
Hello, Gary. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. That's a piece called Coccus nocifera. What does that mean?
So I have some essential oils, and when I made that song, I was just reading the ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's actually just coconut oil.
Okay.
I think in Latin.
You were going to say you were ingesting it, and then the idea came to you. It's been a while since we have talked here. I want to talk about your new project, which is called Tube Socks. Man, we are thematically wired today. We had Pablo Neruda's poetry about socks. Tell me about Tube Socks, which is a new band name for you all.
Yes. Yeah, so my friend Trevor and I have been making music together for like about 2 years, I think, in December, maybe three, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And he sings and plays guitar and keys. So we've just been making music for a long time and haven't been able to, like, finish anything. But we finally made some headway. And, yeah, we got a new song coming out, and we came up with a band name, Tube Socks.
Yeah.
So that took us a while, but I don't know. We just sort of like the ring of it, and kind of like lighthearted and kind of fun. So yeah, we got kind of some indie vibes. Our first song, Haze, is coming out pretty soon.
Haze, H-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Okay. I'm noting that. So back up a minute. I'm interested in the whole creative process. So you couldn't finish anything. That sounds, I mean, that sounds depressing as hell, right? I mean, you couldn't finish anything. And then you had a breakthrough. So what happened there?
So we just have so many songs, and it's the most fun part is really the first like session, you know, like making a beat and making a song at first is really simple and easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you start trying to like fine tune all the different sounds and really make it the way you want and put those finishing touches, it gets tough. I don't know exactly when the breakthrough came, but we've been mixing with my friend Quinn, who's in a band called Iris Temple, and he's a really good producer. He kind of taught me most of what I know over the years. He said he'd be happy to mix it. So I don't know exactly what the breakthrough was. We just, somewhere along the line, we're just like, okay, this song, Haze, it's pretty much done. So let's just be done with it and finish it. So now we're into like kind of a new creative process, which is fun, is like coming up with the artwork and trying to come up with some sort of like plan for the release to try to get some plays and some exposure and whatnot.
Well, we're breaking the name here. So
yeah,
I like Tube Socks.
Yeah,
our producer on Sparksum, I think, you know, noted that she had she was in a band that was called Antibiotic.
Yeah, she told me that.
All right. I gotta tell you, listen, years and years ago, I formed a band, and we couldn't figure out what to do. It was like 1, 2, 3, it was like 5 people. So I eventually took everybody's first initial and put it on a big blackboard, and it came out to PD Gamut, P period D period Gamut, G-A-M-E-T, which sounded, you know, like a, but it was, come on, it was the 70s, man. It sounded like a restaurant. So, so I put up on the blackboard and everybody said, oh, that sucks. So I said, no, you're the G and you're the A. And so anyway, I know what you mean about naming a band, but Tube Socks was a hit. That was the moment when you grabbed that. So.
Yeah, exactly. And a couple of days ago, my brother, he's a pretty good photographer, and so me and Trevor and my brother went and took some photos, and we went on to some like tennis court, and he took some pics of us with like Nikes and our Tube Socks up. Okay. So I'm pretty excited for the way those pictures came out. So we got a lot of good content to. Post along with the music.
We'll make sure we have those. We'll put, maybe we can get, I'm sure we'll have some graphic that emerges from you and I chatting. That would be good. We'd like a Tube Sock. I don't think we actually, when I think of it, Pete, I don't think we have any Tube Socks posted on our website at all right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine you do.
Yeah, so this is all electronic music. I hate to sound like an idiot, but this is all electronic music, yes, that you do?
Yeah, no, you don't. It's a combination. So, honestly, this song, Hey, has a pretty live feel, which is fun.
Right.
Like, the drums that we chose, we did play them, like through the computer kind of thing. Right. But we also recorded some of my live drum set and some bongos and shaker and such.
Now you're gonna send me that. I don't have that one. You'll send that one, Hayes, by Tube
Definitely.
Sounds.
And I'm sure Trevor would be happy to come on. Yeah. As well, we could talk about it.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. So, all right. So, we're in that transition period when I have a pair of actual bongos here, but you know, in the studio, I mean, we can simulate all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's very. I don't know. I think you and I talked about GarageBand when the first time I saw GarageBand, I mean, that was like it was like looking into the cockpit of a jet, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's accurate.
But you have mastered that, or at least you appear to.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a process. It's actually funny to bring that up because lately I've been trying to like sort of diversify my sounds a lot. Whether it be like the plugins, like the actual synthesizer type instruments that you play, it's kind of like an endless pit. Once you realize and start looking on YouTube at different plugins and different sounds you can buy, and it's actually really exciting because like it's just, like I said, an endless pit of that. But another cool thing that I've been working on with Quinn, who's the guy who's mixing the Tube Sock single, is we're making our own sample pack. You know what that means exactly?
I do not. Tell us.
Yeah, so you can buy sample packs, and they usually will have a couple loops that you can use as a producer and a lot of one-shots, so just like a snare hit and a kick and different hi-hats and such that you can just sort of drag and drop and make songs out of.
Right.
So I have a mic here in my basement. It's not super great. It doesn't pick up the drums that well, like it's like a mic that'll pick up any sound. So in August, you could hear the cicadas outside.
Yeah.
But my friend Quinn has a better one. So we mic'd my whole drum set and have been working on making our own like sounds ourselves. So I'm really excited to finish that because then I'll be able to just have like more sounds to pick from and a lot more live sounds, which I'm excited.
Do you? I love cicadas. And now we could get cicadas in. Could we loop a cicada into something?
you probably could, yeah.
Because I have, you know, listen, Pete, I'm going to bring, speaking of mics, this is a live mic out the door here. You hear the birds?
I can hear the cars or something. Oh, yeah.
There you go. I think this is, You know, we've been trying to sort of mimic nature with music, I guess, something like that. So the idea of you doing, of you recording stuff and sampling it and looping and all that, that speaks to me. What are your aural inspirations? Do you wake up in the middle of the night and say, oh, I heard a sound, I want to go out and duplicate that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, nature, I agree. I don't know if we're like sort of trying to emulate it, or, you know, I think so many people are just sort of inspired by it, and like the actual feelings that we feel, and the peace we feel from being in nature. Right. I feel like we try to create music that gives the same feeling. But yeah, I mean, if I'm walking down the street and I hear some particularly loud birds, or, you know, if I'm in a nature preserve, and I hear a creek, or honestly, if I'm like cooking up some eggs, that has a really nice sizzle sound.
Listen, dude, I have a database of about 300 sound effects right here, within inches of my fingers. I almost reached over and cooked you an egg there, or whatever we were just talking about. So, but I mean, it's interesting, Pete. You know, the world is so visual in the way that we view it. And I was thinking about, you know, we were talking about the radio show and the fact that the internet, it's all visual. It's graphics and it's video and it's words. The sense of sound. I think, you know, the brain processes sound faster than anything else. And yet you are, you know, we're both in the sound business, and we're trying to get people to pay attention to what they hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay attention to what they hear, and also pay some money to hear, you know?
I think that sounds good. How is the music business? I must ask you. Sometimes we say show business, sometimes it's show and sometimes it's business. So what about that? How's the show and how's the business? Sounds like the show's good.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of time to be working on music. It's not my full-time gig, so thankfully I'm in an okay place. But I'm feeling for, like, especially like audio engineers who do live shows, like, there's really nothing you can do that then. What I've noticed over the last couple of months, I follow a lot of musicians and different bands I look up to on, like, Instagram, and they're posting a lot more merch lately.
I'm sorry, posting what?
More merch, like more T-shirts and...
Oh, okay. Merchandise. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get money that way, which I think is kind of cool because, I mean, I don't know exactly what else to do. It's actually funny. There's this band called Sure Sure, and it was, I think, in May. But Trevor in Tube Socks, he invited me to their virtual concert, and they were just playing four different shows. They called it, like, the apartment tour.
Yeah.
And each night they would play a show out of a different room in their apartment. So they'd be advertising it like, catch us tomorrow in the laundry room. Bound to be a good show.
This is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting creative, that's for sure.
Pete, you know, I everybody keeps saying, we've never seen anything like this pandemic thing. I'm somewhat old, and I've never seen anything like this pandemic thing. People of your generation, I mean, you're doing creative stuff in the face of an incredible challenge. I tell you, as a student of history, I mean, like the Great Depression in the 30s and all these times, they generated incredible art. So,
yeah.
That's
a good point. There's a lot of good music coming out these days.
So speaking of, I'm going to play Let Go here.
Okay.
And so to summarize here, you've got a thing going on with Tube Socks. You are bringing out something, and what's the name of that? Haze is the name of that record, Haze.
Yes.
All right, you're gonna send me that. We'll give that a spin.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Wow, this is cool. And listen, you're a regular now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We have you.
Funny, you know, we spoke last. I think, like we said, in June or May.
Yeah.
And the pandemic was so new, and now here we are. And it's nearly November. We're kind of still in the same situation, but hopefully next time we chat, we'll have a little more progress. We'll see. Maybe even a new president.
You think?
Sure hope so.
Listen, I'm going to do a shot of Coco's Nucifera right now in your honor.
And,
Pete from Drum Speak. Have a great day today, man.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Great talking to you.
This is called Let Go.